Shout blessings, everyone, and we are now in page 438.2. And for our luck, religious laws are coming booklet, the time of trouble, page 62. Thank you, Sister Denise. All right. Yeah, 11 minutes passed by like that, but Anthony, it's really a blessing. Okay. The season of distress. The season of distress and anguish before us will require faith that can endure weariness, delay, and hunger. A faith that will not faint, though severely tried. That's why we have to develop this kind of faith. And all these challenges that we are passing through every day, it's actually helping us to prepare for this time. The period of probation is granted to all to prepare for that time. And that's why it's like in our topic this morning about, you know, the open door. That door will not be open, you know, forever. There will be a time that it will close. That's why even there is a quotation, even kindness has its limit. Mercy has its limit. So again, the period of probation is granted to all to prepare for that time. Yeah, just like Noah's day, the door wasn't open forever. Imagine for 120 years. What's this? Brother Jesse posted. Thank you, Brother Anthony. Revelation 3:18, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint with hyssops, that thou mayest appear. Thank you. Yeah, of course. We know salvation is a free gift, yeah? It is to be bought and sold. We don't need the money. You cannot buy anything. I saw earlier we posted about monetization and by Alex about saying that salvation cannot be bought like that. No, we cannot. So this gold tried in the fire is about the faith. White raiment is our garment, you know. White raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesalve that thou mayest see. So that's discernment, spiritual discernment. We need a spiritual eyeglass so that we can detect sin, we'll discern between right and wrong. We can detect the devices of Satan so we can be prepared for his attack. Oh, Sister Danny posted Isaiah 55:1. Ho, everyone that thirsted. this ho is Satan Santa is doing, saying ho ho ho. He got it from here. Ho, everyone that thirsted, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we must buy the gold so that we can receive the penny. Yeah, that penny, that everlasting life. Okay, continuing. Jacob prevailed because he was persevering and determined. Well, just a reminder, if you have a visual, just unmute your mic or just say the bell. You can raise your hand if you want to say something. So again, Jacob prevailed because he was persevering and determined. That's one quality of a saint. You know, he that shall endure unto the end. Here is the patience of the saints. Because without perseverance and determination, we cannot finish this journey, this race. We cannot stop in the middle and then stop running. No, we have to go on and go on until finally at last we will be touching heaven. We have to continue every day. So all who will lay hold of God's promises as he did and be as earnest and persevering as he was will succeed as he succeeded. There's a lot of promises of God. Even in POGM site, we have listed all the promises listed in Old and the New Testament here. It's really amazing how the Lord gave us inspiration to continue this journey we have. But sometimes we are like in a downfall moment. We feel like unworthy or we don't feel really going. That's why Jesus said faith in the spirit of prophecy said that faith is not a feeling, but it is a principle. It doesn't mean when you're happy today, oh, there's Jesus, there's God. But tomorrow you feel sad. He's not there anymore. No. Our God doesn't change. Only man change. That's why we can cling on his promises without fail. He changed not. Those who are unwilling to deny self, to agonize before God, to pray long and earnestly for his blessing will not obtain it. See, self-denial is one part of it, you know, being a Christian. That's why even in our daily prayer, daily devotion, we have to inculcate to each one of us. Like for example, our family. Oh, is it, no? I can barely hear you. I have adjusted the audio and still low. Let me check. Just one moment. Let me check my audio. Okay, just one moment. Okay, let me check. Okay. Setting. Hello, hello. Mic test. How about now? Is it better? It's loud. Okay, thank you. Okay, let me drop the mic and then come back. Very quick. Just one moment.
Not sure what happened, but Alvin fall out or? By the way, where do I get that waving hand? If ever I had a question or I wanted to say something, I'm looking and I put in waving hand and gifts. Hand waving, maybe I'll try. Oh, I just got this. I already did that. All I can find is that guy. So how do you make him into a favorite? It's in the emoji section. Where's Alvin? I don't know where he left off. All right. Yeah, it's, yeah, see, that's one I didn't want to use with the eyeballs on it. But I guess it's fine. But how do I stick it? Yeah, there's the one. But how do you copy it?
Hello, hello. Am I?
Hello.
Okay, yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I think I was the one who made this mess. Okay, yeah, you can hear me now. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. And sorry for accidentally hit that end button. Okay, so let's continue. Oh, where am I now? Oh, there is a post here that I see in volume 15. 2:15:32.2. Oh yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. So let's continue. I'm gonna read the post here of Brother Jesse in 2:15:32.2. Let nothing obstruct your progress in the way to everlasting life. Your eternal interest is at stake. There must be a thorough work wrought in you. You must be fully converted or you will fail of heaven. But Jesus invites you to make him your strength, your support. He will be to you a present help in every time of need. He will be to you as the shadow of great rock in a weary land. Let it not be your great anxiety to succeed in this world. Let the burden of your soul be, how shall I secure the better world? What shall I have to do to be saved? In saving your own soul, you save others. Amen. In lifting yourself, you lift others. It's like when you are gardening, when you water the plant, you are also being wet. Okay, you get wet also. In fastening your grasp upon the truth and upon the throne of God, you aid others to fix their trembling faith upon the promises of God and His eternal throne. The position you must come into is to value salvation dearer than earthly gain, to count everything but loss that you may win Christ. The consecration on your part must be entire. God will admit of no reserve, of no divided service, no idol can you cherish. You must die to self, die to the world. Renew your consecration to God daily. Everlasting life is worth a lifelong persevering, untiring effort. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is it choppy? Oh yeah, page 438. So if somebody wanted to say something, yes.
Yeah, it's only choppy on my end. I'm going to reboot my network. So just, continue.
Okay. Okay, let's continue. 438. Point two, okay, wrestling with God. Okay, where is that wrestling in God? Okay, let me go back one sentence. Those who are unwilling to deny self, to agonize before God, to pray long and earnestly for His blessing will not obtain it. Wrestling with God? How few know what it is? How few have ever had their souls drawn out after God with intensity of desire until every power is on the stretch? Imagine wrestling with God, like Jacob, you know, it's so very long night. I remember what Luther said before he study his, you know, the word. He has to pray, it's like, I think 4 hours. 4 hours and then another 4 hours of study. So they are together, you know, praying and study. That's how we wrestle. Yeah, in Steps to Christ 94.2, Sister Marisa posted, prayer is the key in the hand of faith to unlock heaven's storehouse, where are treasured the boundless resources of omnipotence. Amen. Praise the Lord. So prayer is power. When waves of despair, which no language can express, sweep over the suppliant, how few cling with unyielding faith to the promises of God. Yeah, Sister Danny posted, oh, all that the Lord did to Jacob was have his thigh pop out of joint. Yeah, that's right. But to wrestle with him, even that shows, despite the pain we go through during our wrestling, we are not destroyed. Jesus is so merciful. Amen. Amen to that. Praise the Lord. That's why if we don't experience this, as I've said, challenges in life, we don't know firsthand how we're gonna be delivered from this trouble. What is this? 4 SOP, Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4, 168.2. From the secret place of prayer came the power that shook the world in the Great Reformation. There with holy calmness, the servants of the Lord set their feet upon the rock of his promises. During the struggle at Augsburg, Luther did not fail to devote 3 hours each day to prayer. Oh yeah, it's 3 hours, not 4. Thank you so much, Sister Hannah. And these were taken from that portion of the day which be favorable to study. Imagine 3 hours of praying. Who can do that now? Right? But again, we are in the last days. We have to be on our knees most often. I mean, every moment, Our heart, our mind, it has a connection with him. Even if you are in school, if you are at work, or even at home doing your chores like that, you know, you can still throw or shoot a prayer to him. He can listen to us. And there is one more, prayer 280.2. Prayer is the opening of the heart to God as to a friend. Mm-hmm. Not that it is necessary in order to make known to God what we are, but in order to enable us to receive him. Prayer does not bring God down to us, but brings us up to him. Amen. Yeah, Brother Arthur said, Satan has eaten up our time with business, our busyness. Yeah, he wants us to be more focused on earthly things like that. He wanted us to be diverted from the preparation. Look, yeah, distraction. That's the word. Look at the different social media nowadays. Of course, this social media can be helpful in sharing our faith, but if our time is more on this social media and then we just waste our time and we are absorbed in looking on other people's life, you have to post your what you eat, where you at, what you dress. You know, unnecessary thing, yeah. So it's really, you know, it will absorb your mind and it's really a wasted moment. Yeah, sometimes it takes me half a day to study and pray my way to understand one doctrine of precept. Oh, praise the Lord, Brother Jesse. Praise the Lord. Yeah, united we stand, divided we fall. Brother Stephen said, don't click the shorts. Yeah, the shorts are horrendous. See how, that's why people nowadays, especially the kids, they have a short, the young people, they don't have patience right now, right? They are easily to get bored. It's boring, you know. What the hell he said? It's shorts are horrendous. But Anthony said short attention span, and then it shortens your faith. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, amen to that. So yeah, even the reels, I saw the reels also, yeah, the TikTok thing. It's a lot of things that the enemy is trying to get us absorbed. The business, wasting time, moments like that. Yeah, reels are worse. Okay, where are we now? So, Sister Danny said, they are hypnotized by the social media and online content. Take it away from them. They go crazy. It's an earthly age addiction. Yeah, you know when you... Because everybody has a cell phone like that. And if somebody forget the cell phone, it's like they are in an island already. They're out of touch. They cannot stand. Without their cell phone in their hand. This is one form of what spiritualism, I think. The spell of Satan. What is this? In relation to what you are, this is from an article in Review in Herald called The Grace of God. Okay, let me read that. Two times. The power of grace. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. And great grace was upon them all. Acts chapter 4:33, in revised version. The power with which they bore witness was given them by the grace of God. They had done nothing to merit it. Peter, the leading spokesman in this period of the church prosperity, had previously turned his back upon the Lord and denied him. Because of his pride, he fell. Yet with all his past failures, the Lord willingly gave him grace sufficient to enable him to bear a bold testimony for the truth in the most trying hour. So the Lord actually permit this to happen so that Peter will know himself, where he's weak at. So same thing with us. God is showing us our weakness so we can work on it and improve it and change it for the better. When he came boldly to the throne of grace, speaking of Peter, he was sure of the victory. That throne is the royal throne and its power is pledged in behalf of him who will renounce self and lay hold of the sure promises of God's word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Most people treat their phone better than their brain, yeah. Brother Arthur, I have started off to work and realized my cell phone was home. I turned around and got it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, anything else? Okay, let's continue. We will be now in 439.1. That's the second paragraph for today. It takes like 38 minutes. Those who exercise but little faith now are in the greatest danger of falling under the power of satanic delusions and the decree to compel the conscience. This is what the about the mark of the beast and the death decree. Okay. So we have to improve our faith, ask more faith to God. That kind of faith, the simple faith, remember we study about it, like the birds, they don't work, they just sing, but the Father takes care of them. They are teaching us, these little creatures, they are teaching us how to have faith in God, the lessons of faith. They are teachers to help us improve our faith. Okay. And even if they endure the test, they will be plunged to deeper distress and again anguish in the time of trouble, because they have never made it a habit to trust in God. So habit. So it's a habit is when you repeat this on and on again, it will become our character, right? A repetition of things we do become our character. So the lessons of faith, which they have neglected, they will be forced to learn under a terrible pressure of discouragement. Oh. Do you have anything to add in here before we jump on the next paragraph? Okay, all right, that's a big one. 220. Okay, before I read by Jesse, I want to read by Anthony's comment here. And even if they endure the test, they will be plunged into deeper distress and anguish in the time of trouble, because they have never made it a habit to trust in God. The lessons of faith which they have neglected, they will be forced to learn under a terrible pressure of discouragement. Does this mean that they will still be saved, but just under a difficult circumstance? Well, remember, this is in the time of trouble already. So that means everything is done on Jesus' end. So let's see. In 220, page 119. The one to whom is entrusted one talent is not required to be responsible for five or two talents, but for the one. Many neglect to lay up for themselves a treasure in heaven by doing good with the means God has lent them. They distrust God and have a thousand fears in regard to the future. They have evil hearts of unbelief, like the children of Israel. God provided them with abundance as their needs required, but they borrow trouble for the future. Borrowing trouble for the future. They complained and murmured in their troubles that Moses had led them out to kill them and their children with hunger. Imaginary ones close their eyes and hearts from seeing the goodness and mercies of God in their journeyings. And they were ungrateful for all his bounties. So also are the distrustful, professed people of God in this age of unbelief and degeneracy. They fear that they may come to want, or their children may become needy, or their grandchildren will be destitute. They dare not trust God. They have no genuine faith in Him who has entrusted them with blessings and the bounties of life and has given them talents to use in his cause to advance his glory. Very many have a constant care for themselves and give God no opportunity to care for them. If they should be a little short at times and brought into strait places, it would be the best thing for their faith. If they would calmly trust in God and wait for Him to work for them, their necessity would be God's opportunity. And the blessing of God in their emergency would increase their love for Him and lead them to prize their temporal blessings in a higher sense than they have ever done before. Their faith would increase, their hope would brighten, and cheerfulness would take the place of gloom and doubts and murmuring. The faith of very many does not grow for want of exercise. And that which is eating out the vitals of God's people is the love of money and friendship with the world. It is the privilege of God's people to be bright and shining lights in the world, to increase in the knowledge of God, and to have a clear understanding of His will. Yes, I understand, but I mean, since they make it up to this point, I was just curious. It doesn't say that they have the boils. I don't want to delve into a different side. Okay, no problem. But oh, Pastor Nick, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention, you know, what was the question here? It said that Brother Anthony put in there, and even if they endure the test, they'll be plunged into deeper distress and anguish in the time of trouble, because they have never made it a habit to trust in God. The lessons of faith, which they have neglected, they will be forced to learn under a terrible pressure of discouragement. That doesn't mean they're not going to make it. It's just going to be a real difficult for them to make it. And so the question was, does this mean that they will still be saved? Which, yeah, they're still going to be saved, but under a difficult circumstance. I would think even, is this the part where she's talking about before the plagues begin, or is this the
time of trouble?
Because this is like, we are in the time of trouble. Let me just see here. With this quote, though, I'm talking about with this quote that Anthony put in there. All right. Let's see. You know, because a lot of people that can't handle the plagues because they haven't, you know, going through the plagues, because they haven't make it. They haven't made it their duty to study the scriptures daily and pray and all that stuff and get ready and pray constantly to be ready. They'll still make it to heaven. They'll still be saved. But I think a majority of them are going to end up being martyred or dying or sleep or get sick or whatever because they simply can't make it. But I'm trying to figure out, where did you get the quote, Anthony? Is this from this study that we're reading or is it?
Yeah, it's in 4SP 439.1.
Oh, so it was
the one with the highlighted.
Okay, yeah, okay, the one you just, yeah, the one you just read. Okay, because I was trying to figure, because there wasn't a, you know, like a source at the end of it. I was thinking maybe that was somewhere else.
Brother Alex posted here, it's like, said, if they endure the test, if, so it's conditional.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, if they endure the test. Yeah, because I don't want anybody to be confused. You got to answer the question, you know, and all that. And so, but yes, even if they endure the test, which means
that's
they have the faith, but they have the faith to make it through. They have endured. Let's say if they do endure the test, they're still going to have to be plunged into deeper distress because they haven't studied the way they should. That's one of the beauties of prophecy. We can keep getting, like I like to call, inside information, so that when that day comes, we can look back in our heart, because the Lord's going to remind us in John 14:26. He doesn't remind us just when we're on the street preaching. He reminds us to when we need it too, personally. And so, yeah, if we don't have the studies under our belt, it's going to be difficult going through that time of test. But if they endure the test, they'll get through, but it's not going to be an easy thing to do. So what's this Brother Stephen just put in? Oh, but yeah, I'll just drop it here. So thanks, brother.
Thank you. Yeah. Brother Ali said, looks like they will be saved, but much severe trials compares to those that are ready. Yeah. So, thank you so much, Brother Anthony, for that question. It's really, you know, interesting to know this one, because we want to be prepared, right? Brother Stephen posted, it means they, some in the 144,000, will be learning lessons of faith even in the time of trouble. It is scary to read some of her prophecies, because much of the prophecies she gives, talking about Sister White, seems to point that the crisis and learning will be done in the plagues. Yet we can take faith from the fact that this learning once in the 144,000 will overcome, because God will not fail in His people. Yeah. Amen. Brother Ali said, think of SDAs who know the truth, but never make it a habit. Yeah. Because as we think we read this chapter that we discussed, the loud cry, a large number of those who profess the third angels, this refers to the SDA church. They will abandon their position and will join the ranks of the enemy. They will become the bitterest enemies of our remnant. Yeah. So, by Alex said, get the knowledge now and exercise the faith now, and later will be an easier time. Amen. Amen. So the preparation now is to be done now, not tomorrow. It is now. When the third message, Strahana posted, when the third message closes, mercy no longer pleads for the guilty inhabitants of the earth. The people of God receive the latter rain or the refreshing from the presence of the Lord, and they are prepared for the trying hour before them. Amen. This is from the beginning of this chapter. So, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. What time is it? Oops. 51. 9 more minutes. Okay. So we're gonna jump to another paragraph. Okay. For SP 439.2. We should now acquaint ourselves with God by proving His promises. Okay. Angels record every prayer that is earnest and sincere. Okay. So I'm thankful for this prayer and study meeting that we are doing, because when we started this, we started this study way back in last year, Pastor Nick, right? In your home. And then,
yeah, I don't remember the exact day, but yeah.
Eventually grow like this, and it become a church activity already. I mean, you know, everybody's looking forward with it. So,
yeah, praise the Lord. It was like, what? Like 10 of us when we first started doing it.
Yeah, amen, amen. And now we are, what? Right now we have, what, 30 participants?
Well, it was 31 a second ago, and somebody fell out, so, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. Amen. And it's going up, by God's grace.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen and amen. So again, angels record every prayer that is earnest and sincere. And we should rather dispense with selfish gratification than neglect communion with God. No, as we have we've been talking earlier, you know, because of distractions that is making like that, we neglect, we forget that, oh, it's time to pray. That's why we have Pastor Nick has has a reminder on his phone, you know, oh, time to pray. I copy that. I have also a reminder on my phone. You know, at this time, oh, it's time to pray. So right now.
Yeah, I used to have that on there daily. Now I just, I have to have a reminder sometimes, like if something's happening, you know, because I get so busy. But yeah, I know what you mean to have, you know, a reminder on the phone and stuff like that. Because before mm-hmm. you know it, you're past the midday prayer and you want to get out there.
Right, right. So we need the help on this side, you know. That's why we have tools. We have tools to help us meet our needs like that. What is this? Sister Danny posted in manuscript 173, 1902, paragraph 25. It says, just as soon as the people of God are sealed in their foreheads, it is not any seal or mark that can be seen, but a settling in the truth, both intellectually and spiritually, so they cannot be moved. Just as soon as God's people are sealed and prepared for the shaking, it will come. Indeed, it has begun already. See, that was written in 1902. The sealing has started. The judgments of God are now upon the land to give us warning. Well, that's why the Pope is saying, oh, climate change. It is your moral obligation to follow this, right? So it's a religious test. Later on, we will have a Sunday lockdown, you know. So again, the judgment of God are now upon the land to give us warning that we may know what is coming. You see, these are the of harbinger of Jesus' arrival. All these climate changes that we are experiencing. Isaiah 26 verse 9, Brother Anthony posted, Isaiah 26 9, with my soul have I desired thee in the night. Yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Yeah, seeking early. Okay, thank you for your contribution. Let's continue. We only have 4 minutes left. The deepest poverty, the greatest self-denial with his approval is better than riches, honors, ease, and friendship without it. Amen. We must take time to pray. So, Christian, this will be a part of our itinerary already. I mean, daily chores. Pray without ceasing. If we allow our minds to be absorbed by worldly interests, the Lord may give us time by removing from us our idols of gold, of houses, or of fertile lands. There's a reason why this happened, right? Because Pastor Nick, continue.
Yeah, it reminds me of jailhouse conversions, because there's a lot of people that, you know, the Lord knows they'll believe once they have time to think about it, but they'll, like she's saying here, they're absorbed by worldly interests. And then they, you know, with worldly interests, you end up doing things you shouldn't do, so you end up behind bars. Now you got time to think. because it could, you know, like she's saying, removing your gold and your idols and stuff like that, you'll lose your job. A lot of people look at that as a spanking from God. In a way it is, yeah. But there's sometimes you need to get out of the job or lose the business or lose the home or end up in jail or whatever to be able to sit down and have that time alone and go to him and ask him what's going on. You know, and he knows what's best to work with all of us. And that's why, like I said, with the jailhouse conversions, the majority of them never go back to jail. They find Christ in jail. They serve their time. They come out and they never end up back in there because they praise him for that time to think because you really ain't got much else to do in there.
Amen. Amen to that. First Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. How is this? Chores their devotion unto our best friend. Even in our daily chores like that, we have to stick our mind. You know, take time to pray. Yeah. Stay connected with Him. Anthony said, sometimes losing your job is the greatest thing that can happen to you. Yeah. There's a reason why that happened, right? Amen to that. If we allow our minds to be absorbed by worldly interests, the Lord may give us time by removing from us our idols of gold, of houses, or of fertile land. Yeah, that's the reason that He removed that in our hearts, so that, you know, these are idols now. We love these material things more than we love God. So how merciful Jesus is. He is so patient towards us. Praise the Lord. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Amen. He's giving us more time. Stefan, thank you for coming. Have a blessed week. Okay. PR 53.2. When perplexities arise and difficulties confront you, look not for help to humanity. Trust all with God. The practice of telling our difficulties to others only makes us weak and brings no strength to them. It lays upon them the burden of our spiritual infirmities, which they cannot relieve. We seek the strength of erring finite man when we might have the strength of the unerring infinite God. Brother Arthur said, I know a guy who got out of jail, met a Christian woman and married her, then worked hard and became a multimillionaire, never going back to jail. Amen. By Ali said, a virtuous woman is a crown to her husband. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, those who are contemplating marriage, you have to pray 10 times or more, you know, especially at this time of the day like that. Think about it, you know. Ask the Lord for guidance, but we have all the warnings that not to unequally yoke with unbeliever, you know. So just wait who is the right person for you. Okay? Ask the Lord about it. All right. So now, it's past. Okay. So we're gonna continue this again next week. We still have next week, right? We will be on page 440, paragraph 1. The young would not be seduced into sin. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. We're gonna pray. Pastor Nick?
Okay. All right. You can kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for your presence and for this time together with everyone. And Father, please help us. The enemy just does not let up. Everything from physical to spiritual attacks, especially now that we got just a week away from the camp meeting. And so he's doing everything he can to try to disrupt us. And thank you for blessing us with still a strong desire to do the right thing and help us to share our faith. especially when we all gather next week for your presence there. But we're going to be praying again about that next Sabbath. So, but thank you, Father, for helping us get through these trials, because it's obvious what's going on. He's trying to stop us from gathering. And so please bless everyone on the prayer list and all the prayers that are in the hearts and minds of your children all around the world. And thank you once again for blessing us with these books, this inside information to help us get ready for what's coming. And we offer this prayer, Father, in the precious name of your Son, who is our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.